This is Vermont Edition. I'm Jane Lindholm. During the school year, nearly 37,000 children in Vermont qualify for free or reduced price meals. But what happens when the school year ends? Making sure these children still have access to nutritional meals when school lets out is why the Summer Food Service Program was created. This federally funded program is offered at about 300 sites around Vermont for children 18 and under, at no charge. And here to tell us more about the program is Becca Mitchell, Child Nutrition Initiatives Manager for Hunger Free Vermont. Becca, welcome to Vermont Edition.
Thanks for having me.
So how big a deal is it for families to lose those free and reduced price meals when school ends for the summer?
It's a huge deal, and that's one of many reasons why we're so supportive and excited to promote summer meals around Vermont. Our school system, as you've been talking about, is a really kind of important key for the lives of our K through 12 kids. And when they lose access to school breakfast and lunch and snacks over the summer, that can put a strain on those kids as well as a financial constraint on families who rely on that. Benefits like SNAP don't increase when school ends for the summer. And so summer meals are really critical for ensuring that kids have adequate access to nutritious meals, as well as helping families stretch their food budgets and make sure that kids have a safe space to be.
And so this food service program for the summer has about 300 locations in Vermont where people can access food. How does it actually work?
Yeah. So it's a federally funded program. And here in Vermont, our Agency of Education administers the program. So they help communities navigate all the kind of red tape and paperwork. But based on generally that school data eligibility, communities can opt to offer summer meals for all kids 18 and under free of charge. And so they get a per plate reimbursement for each meal that they serve, and they're able to establish meal sites at places where kids are naturally congregating, like public parks and pools, libraries, schools that have summer programming or day camps, affordable housing communities, and again, just kind of be able to build upon a sense of community for those kids.
And because of that, it's different in different places. So some places might be actually grilling meals for kids, and some places might, you know, I mean, are there food trucks? How does it actually look on the ground?
All of the above. Yeah. So in my hometown of Burlington, they have a really great program where they have a mobile grill that goes out to some of their meal sites. I was actually at the Fletcher Free Library a week ago, and, you know, kids can be in there, they can do some summer programming or reading, and then head right outside, and they're grilling up fresh hamburgers and hot dogs for the kids to eat alongside fresh fruit and veggies and milk. Yes.
Right. They still have to follow the federal guidelines for a nutritious meal in the same way that school lunches might.
Yeah. So there's a meal pattern that has to be adhered to. So all these meals are going to include liquid milk as well as grains, a protein, fruits and vegetables. But, you know, sometimes those are delivered. So they're, prepped ahead of time, like sandwiches. Sometimes they're grilled on site, like the program in Burlington. There is a food truck up in the Northeast Kingdom called the Lunchbox that preps meals on site. That is really beautiful as well. So they look and feel a lot of different ways depending on community need and capacity.
How do people know where to go and when? Because not every site is open at every lunch.
Yeah. So there are a few ways that families can find their local meal site information. Probably the easiest is dialing 211 and speaking to folks there about where you live. There's also a really great texting service. So if you text the word food to 877-877, you'll get a bounce back where you enter in your zip code and you'll get site information for the three closest locations. And Hunger Free Vermont also works really hard to promote all of these meal sites. So our website has site info broken out by county or region.
And we'll put that information up at vpr.org on the show page for today for people who may not have caught all of that in one place. And, you know, Becca, food is available at these sites when you've figured out where you're going and when it's open. Yeah. To anyone under the age of 18, you don't have to provide documentation that you have a significant need that's been documented. You don't have to provide information about where you live, so you could bring your cousins from out of state if they're visiting. I mean, it's really accessible to everybody who's young?
It's really accessible and it's really inclusive. So like we alluded to before, these sites are established in areas that have already demonstrated need through other means. And so These are open and available to all 18 and under. So you can just drop in. Yeah, you don't need to call ahead. You don't need to register. Even if your hometown doesn't have a summer meal site, you're welcome and really encouraged to participate in programs in neighboring communities. And I think for the listeners who are hearing us now, I would say we all can play a really important role in making sure that these programs are strong and sustainable and, you know, being recognized as the community resources that they are. So even if your kids don't rely on free meals during the school year, I would encourage you to check out your local meal site and support the folks who are working really hard to ensure that that access is available year round.
Well, it's hard because, I mean, there still is a stigma attached, as we've talked about before, in school meals. And you can imagine that that stigma travels as well to these summer meal programs. And so, you know, the ability to not have to show documentation is important. But also, if it's only certain people who are utilizing it, they may not want to sort of reveal themselves in that way.
Exactly. Yeah. And that's why we're trying to make sure that as many families and as many kids as possible are participating in these programs. And even though the intention is to provide meals for kids who are, you know, having a gap in nutrients over the summertime, there's usually a lot more that comes with these meal sites. So enrichment activities are a big part of that as well. We partner really closely with Children's Literacy Foundation to connect summer meal sites with their summer reader program and have storytellings and book giveaways at a lot of locations. There are games and activities. Summer meal sites are a great opportunity to continue farm-to-school programming and initiatives that are so powerful during the school year. So it's so much more than a free meal.
Can you connect the dots between hunger and poverty and backsliding during the summer months for students? Because you just mentioned those, but are they all actually connected to one another?
They are really connected because the kids who are experiencing hunger, food insecurity in Vermont are those that are coming from low-income households. And children from those households are much more likely over their peers to experience the phenomenon of summer learning loss. So they are potentially coming back to school losing 2 to 3 months worth of math and reading skills, which puts them at a huge disadvantage over their peers. But the nutrients and the enrichment activities and the socialization that comes with summer meal sites are really putting supports in place to ensure that those kids are going back to school in the fall successful.
So I mentioned that it's about 37,000 children in Vermont who access meals for free or reduced price during the school year, but it's a significantly lower number that are accessing these summer meal programs. It was like 5,000 or 7,000?
We have about 7,800 kids who are accessing summer meals in Vermont on a daily basis. Nationally, we're a leader in that participation, but just as you said, Jane, we're only reaching a handful of kids that we want to. And so being able to kind of get the word out through Vermont Edition is a great way of ensuring that everyone is aware of these programs and hopefully accessing them and celebrating them.
I mean, 30,000 kids perhaps not getting meals is a lot of kids and a lot of families that are experiencing food insecurity. How do you reach them?
By taking advantage of opportunities to share our word as well as leveraging partnerships. We're really trying to raise awareness as well as combat that stigma. So being able to get the word out, really frame these meal sites as an inclusive place, leverage, I think, word of mouth is really powerful. So getting one family to go and see how great these are hopefully means that they're telling their friends and neighbors and getting more folks hooked on summer meals.
Becca Mitchell is Child Nutrition Initiatives Manager for Hunger Free Vermont. And again, we are going to put links and information up for the Summer Food Service Program at vpr.org. You can click on that subject on today's Vermont Edition page. Becca, thank you very much.
Thank you.